Oh, with the sound of tongues of fire came down upon him as the Lord said he would do.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, send your
power
to him.
Your power
to
get now.
Oh Lord, send your power
to get now and baptize. Oh, that's our prayer tonight, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, as the old time power.
Oh, the old time power. When they waited in that upper room. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Your power descended upon your children. And it transformed them. It made them a different people. A peculiar people. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight. We need the same quickening. Need the same quickening tonight. And you are the same, Lord. You change it, Lord.
Send, come.
We know that, Lord, you are here. The Holy Spirit is here tonight. Because it is your word, your promise. Where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst. And we know the Lord, you are here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we remember that night, oh Lord.
Amen.
Those days, the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, they obeyed your command.
Hallelujah.
And stayed in Jerusalem. And stayed in that upper room.
Amen.
Oh, something happened.
Amen.
Something happened that changed the people. Oh, Lord Jesus. To lift them up. To make them a peculiar people. To make them witnesses.
Amen.
To make them apostles.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord. Let that same sweeping, oh God, sweep over us tonight.
Amen.
That same quickening, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, come. Oh, wise Lord, we believe that the Holy Spirit is already here.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to lift up our hands tonight. And Lord, as the church lifts our hands towards you, God, we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day. Our going out and our coming in, Lord. In our working places, Lord Jesus, journey mercies, sustaining power, clothing us, feeding us, grace so sufficient, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you, God. Let's thank the Lord, oh, for the day, even the grace that he has given to us. For us to be gathered here tonight. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We know the Lord. It doesn't take number. But Lord, it is. When it is your children. Oh, you always come amongst them, Lord. As you said, you walk in the midst of your children. You walk in the midst of your church. And we believe in the Lord. As long as, Father, tonight we've surrendered, oh Lord, to you. We know that, oh Lord Jesus. Our sacrifice, oh Lord. Oh, you will not despise. Because, Lord, we've come, oh Lord, with all humility. We've come, oh Lord Jesus, believing. We've come with faith. We've come, Lord Jesus, with broken spirit and a contrite heart. We've come, Lord Jesus, to receive from you, O God. We come for the quickening, Lord Jesus, tonight. Even as, Lord Father, we want to pray, Lord Jesus. We know it is not us, but the Spirit, Lord. That to be groaning in us, Lord Jesus, tonight. We commit all into your hands. We thank you for the songs and praises and worship, Lord. We believe that, Lord Jesus, it has already reached your throne, your throne of grace. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, blessed be your name. Oh, how much, Lord, we love you, Lord. Because you first loved us, Lord. You came down from your glory, oh Lord, to purchase our salvation. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Even as we were blind, Lord, you've opened our eyes. Oh, for us to see truth. Oh Lord, we bless you. We thank you, God. For the message, Lord, you have given to us. That has called us from various places, Lord. And Father, you've gathered us together as your church that you said you present to yourself, a glorious church. Without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle, a holy church. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we stand this evening, oh God, as that very church, Lord. You said you present to yourself. We thank you, chosen us as your bride. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. And that, Lord, we come here, Lord Jesus, not to look onto anything than your word, Lord. Amen. The bread of life, our daily bread. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, come. Lay your hands upon your word, O God, and make it alive to us as we surrender, Lord, to you, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. All the glory be unto you. Amen. Let the whole church say amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God, Richie, bless you for coming. It's so great, brethren, that just a few people, hallelujah, it just appeared to be a house full, but we thank God that it is not you and it is not me. Amen. Amen. But it is the Spirit that is here. Oh, to quicken us to worship no other one but our Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, brethren, there is something that we need to look onto. You remember in our Sunday school, we've come to a place where the book of Revelation 1:6, he said he hath made us what? Kings and priests unto God. Brethren, kings. Said you have dominion. As a king, you have dominion. And as priests, we are supposed to do what? To give ourselves for sacrifice. Interceding and petitioning tonight. It behooves the church to take up interceding prayer tonight and petitioning. We need it. It is true that Wednesdays, many are engaged, but we got to speak to the Lord. That whatever holds others, let the Lord himself. It is not, we are not blaming anyone. Amen. But the Lord creates something. Amen. Amen. To make it possible that we do our duty as priests in the house of God. He said he had made us what? Kings and priests. So tonight we will dedicate to what? Interceding. We need to, because that's our work. We need to petition God that something be done on our Wednesdays.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us turn to the reading of the word. First, we shall read John 11:25-27, a very popular text which we've been reading several times. And then Revelation 1:6, we shall read that also. First, let's read John 11, 25 to 27. The resurrection and the life. That whether he is the one that can speak into any dead condition to bring it to life again. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Verse 27. She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Amen. The Master is come here tonight, and he is calling us. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Lord, we have responded. Hallelujah. The Master is come. The second reading, Revelation 1, 6. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Yes, tonight. As last Sunday we were, our Sunday school, we were looking at this revelation. One sex, that he has made us what, kings and priests. Let us look at the priest's side tonight. Praise God. And the prophet said here that we are what? It's a spiritual priesthood. Royal nation, spiritual offering. He said, what is it now? He said, spiritual sacrifices, what we need to give to him. Amen. He said, that is the fruits of our lips, giving praise to his name. And what kind of it? He said, it is what? A spiritual sacrifice. He said, now, we might as well, when a little confusion comes in the church, you don't run over to one side and pout now. You see, he said, you aren't a priest. You pray through. Anything that comes, you do what? You pray through. Hallelujah. As tonight, we want to pray through. So that he said, when something, a confusion or anything comes into the church, you don't run over to one side and pout or hear there. Oh, now, no, sir. He said, that doesn't make you a priest. But he said, you do what? He said, you pray through. That's why we're here tonight. We have found something that is what? Is not moving the right way. It is not our brethren's, no one's doing. Because we believe that anyone who is not here is engaged in one way or the other. Or has a genuine reason why he or she is not here. Praise the Lord. But those things that are holding, that is what we want to petition God. Praise the Lord. That's what we want to place ourselves, the Lord. We want to intercede into this. We want the Holy Spirit to intercede. Hallelujah. That whatever holds, the Lord knows how to lift those things up. Praise God. And he said, you don't run from here to here, there to there. No, sir, but he said, you pray through. Amen. Spiritual sacrifice, the fruits of our lips, giving praise to his name. Amen. He was still talking about what? A priest. And he said, well, you say, I just don't feel like going to church. If there is anything like that, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, we are asking the Holy Spirit to intercede. Amen. If anyone stays staying at home, his own is, I don't feel like going to church, then we have every grounds to what?
Amen.
To ask the Holy Spirit to intercede.
Hallelujah.
To petition on behalf of our brother,
Amen.
On behalf of our sister.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because the prophet said, but you are a priest.
Amen.
I just don't feel like going to church. He said, but you are a priest. It's your duty. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are got to be there. You got to be there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So if there is any, that statement in the mouth, in the mind, in the thoughts of anyone who is not here, that I don't feel like going to church. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight we're here to do our work as what? Priests. Because he said, if you are a priest, it's your duty. You got to be there. But he's that person is not here. And what is left for us to do? We got to pray for one another.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because we are one body moving. So if you see your brother weak somewhere, it is our duty to hold on to that brother. Say, brother, oh my, just get yourself up. It is not your strength. Just give yourself to the Lord. The Lord will do the rest for you. We encourage one another. Amen. He said, well, I just don't feel like taking part in the service. I'm reading from the prophet. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Someone also, maybe someone, what is on his mind or thought, that's why he's not here tonight, is what? Well, I just don't feel like taking part in the service. Oh, praise God. He said, you are a priest making a sacrifice, a spiritual sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, but it's you. You making the spiritual sacrifice. You are supposed to be in the house of God to make a spiritual sacrifice as a priest. Because I have made you a priest. We've got to acknowledge what God has made us. Ah, he had made us what? Kings and priests. We've got to acknowledge it. Say, but it's you. You are making the spiritual sacrifice, the fruits of your lips, giving praise to his name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's listen to another. He said, when you see the time coming that everybody blaspheming and saying these things and doing things wrong, what do? You walk away? You are supposed to stand there with the spiritual sacrifice saying, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses all sins.
Amen.
Makes me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Look, our enemy, he comes to you. He begins to tell you things. Praise God. He said you are supposed, or you hear people blaspheming here and there. You walk away. No, sir. You are supposed to stand there with a spiritual sacrifice. They will tell you you are a crazy fellow. You see, according to what you say, it's all right. But to me, it's the power of God unto salvation. I believe it. See? Amen. Sometimes it comes to you. See, my brother, my sister, it comes to you. And so how do you consider this? Don't you see the things that are going on? It's all things that doesn't make the church even... Hey! Tell him that that voice is from the devil. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you are a crazy fellow, yes. He said, according to what you say, you are right. But to me, see, to me is the power of God. Praise the Lord. He said, do you believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost? The Spirit will ask you. Tell him, yes, sir. And then he asks, how do you know? He said, I've received it. That's right. A spiritual blessing. The Holy Spirit that fell on the apostles, the same Holy Spirit falls now.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, as priests, we got to acknowledge what God has done for us. And as we read last Sunday at Sunday school, he said, he had made us priests. Priests unto him, offering spiritual praises of sanctified lips. That's what you are supposed to do, be doing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As a priest, that's what you are supposed to be doing. You got to be there. Spending our lives as a sweet offering unto him. See? Spending our lives, our time, our everything as a sweet offering unto him. Worshipping him in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah.
God bless you for this tonight. The worship was so great. Amen. Yeah. Just few people, but the way how God just magnified every voice here that was here. Amen. It was so great. Praise the Lord. Really, really great. He said, interceding and petitioning. That's why we're here tonight. Interceding and petitioning. Priest and king unto our God. He said, no wonder the world does not appeal to us. See? Nothing appeals to you. Nothing appeals to you. As long as you know it is time for service, you see, nothing will ever stop you if you are free. Praise God. We don't need what? Church bells. This place even doesn't belong to us. And even if when we get our own church, we will not put church bells on top. Amen.
Hallelujah.
To be calling who? Amen. The church bells are here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The church bells, they are here. When time for service, you hear it was ringing within here. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now the church bells are what? Getting quieter and quieter.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You don't hear them even anymore. Before, it was young men that would be standing there drawing this thing. Oh, I can't remember Presbyterian when we were there because of the church bell. We, the young ones, we run. We want to be, because when you go to the catechist, the first tray, you'll be going there to do the belling. Amen. Just holding the rope and it carry you up a little and you come down again. Praise the Lord. But now, it is the old man. I gave you this testimony one time before. There's a Methodist church, just where I was living, Manchester, where I passed, good to go to church. And I saw this old man just holding this in pool, and the whole thing would just draw him, and he would be standing on his toes. No young man in the church anymore.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. All the time I watch some few, about five elderly men, women, and two elderly old men, they would just be going to that church, very mighty church building. Praise the Lord. Truth will never die. Truth has moved on. And they are still what? Eating what? manna in the outer court, whilst we have moved in into the holiest of holies. Amen. He said, we are a peculiar people. You see, when you are a peculiar people, a person, you are different from others. Amen. You see, the world, you cannot compare the world to you. You look different. And when you are a peculiar person, he said, you are what? Zealous unto good works. Amen. Zealous unto good works. Zeal. The zeal that is in you is always to do what? Good works. It's always to what? To be there. Hallelujah. As a priest. Amen. Oh, and so, priest, you are not in your position. How can the church move on? Maybe we have not understood very well what the Lord has made us. Maybe we have not understood well what the Lord has made us. As kings and priests. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at what? Something that happened. Aaron, let's take Aaron tonight. Let's take Aaron tonight. Let's turn to Exodus 28. Let's read 1 to 3. What we are supposed to do. And that's exactly what tonight we want to do. God speaking to Moses and said, and take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel. You see, it is what? A calling. You see, God has elected us. Brethren, the thing is, God has elected us even before the foundation of the world. As the prophet said, then he called us and anointed us and then positionally placed us as kings and priests. Oh my. So among all the children of Israel, God told Moses, call Aaron from among them. And you have been called from among what, the world. Oh, hallelujah. We were in different places. We have been called out. The children of Israel said, call what? Bring out Aaron and his children that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. God, call them. Amen. And thou shalt make holy garments. Oh, hallelujah. For Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty.
Hallelujah.
What? Thou shalt make what? Holy garments to wear. And what is our holy garment?
Amen.
What is our holy garment?
Amen.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. Verse 3. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Praise the Lord. The garment has to be done by what? People filled with what? The spirit of wisdom. Amen. And we have received our garments. Our priest garment, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then something happened. You all know that story. Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. They stood against what? Moses and Aaron. See? They stood against Moses and Aaron. That is the thing. Is they are all what? Spirits. They are spirits. Today, the spirit of Dathan, the spirit of Abiram, the spirit of Korah, they are today. Amen. And they stood up against what? Against the congregation of God. Against Aaron and against Moses. Let us go to Numbers 16 and let's begin to read from there. Number 16. Numbers. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, and the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, and the son of Peleth, the sons of Reuben, took men. Yep. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes, and the assembly of assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. You see? They picked men of renown. See, these are the things. The church was moving on. Now, Dathan, Abiram, Korah, they picked the most influential people amongst what? Amongst them. Renowned amongst them. Let's go to 42 quickly. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, they looked towards the tabernacle. See, they stood up against Moses and what? When you get a time, you can read everything. They stood up against Moses and Aaron. And when they had done that, he said, it came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, they looked towards the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. 43. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses. He said, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. Praise the Lord. What were they doing? As priests, they want to petition what? God. Amen. They were doing their work as what? Brethren, that's why if we acknowledge that, if tonight you acknowledge that God has called you, anointed you to be a priest. When we see things going wrong in the church, let us what? Fall on our faces.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And petition God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's petition Him. 46. And Moses said unto Aaron, he is the priest, Take a censer. 46. Take a censer. Put fire therein from off the altar. And put an incense. And go quickly unto the congregation. And make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. Amen. My brother, that's what we need tonight. Let's fill our senses tonight. With what? Coal from the altar. Amen. The word of God. Tonight. And now is what? Interceding now. When they had petitioned God, the plague had already begun. Amen. Said Aaron, make fast. Go, the plague is begun. That's said Wednesday plague. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We got to, Lord, we want to. We go on our faces and petition. And pray the Holy Spirit to intercede. Amen. Because the plague, Wednesday's plague, it's almost the same. The other day when Pastor had come all the way from North Ireland, came in only 5-6 people. Looks so. Brethren, it has to take the Spirit of God. You see, that it doesn't look at the number. Amen. But it looks, even as you stand here, you don't know. All the empty chairs are filled with angels. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Yeah. Because he said, if even you will not worship me, I will raise up all stones. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. We are not seeing the number of angels God has sent us. Go and fill all the empty chairs. Amen. Amen. And when they shout amen, we don't hear. God is hearing. Amen. Praise the hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, it is true. They don't know anything about salvation anyway. Amen. And Aaron took as Moses commanded. I love that. Obedience here. Because he is a priest. It's his duty. So when Moses said, take the censer and take coal from the altar and run, the plague has begun. Aaron obeyed because he's a priest. And ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun. The plague was begun. It was what? Killing the people. Killing them.
Amen.
We got to stop it tonight.
Amen.
The Wednesday plague. We got to stop it.
Amen.
It's eating up. It's eating up. Lord, we know that our brethren, they have genuine reasons why they are not here. It is work and other things. But Lord, you can make a way.
Amen.
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 Lord can make a way. There is nothing impossible that the Lord God can never do. Amen. May the Lord let this message we are hearing touch each and everyone's heart tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, behold, the plague has begun among the people, and he put on incense and made atonement for the people. And now look at verse 48. Verse 48. He said, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Amen. Interceding. Tonight. That's our prayer tonight. that we come to his presence tonight to intercede. Not only the question of our church coming, but anything that is getting out of hand in the church, in every home. Praise the Lord. We want to see that the Lord, who is the resurrection and the life, who says, Lazarus, come forth, and dead condition, life came there. We believe that he's the same Lord Jesus Christ tonight. The Spirit to speak tonight through us that any dead condition in any home, in the life of anyone, oh, may the Holy Spirit quicken that place and bring up that dead Lazarus back to life. In the message book, The Resurrection of Lazarus, preaching Cleveland, 1950, as we just read from our text, talking about, the prophet was talking about Martha. She said, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, Lord, the prophet said, oh my. But even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to thee. How many believe that?
Hallelujah. I believe it.
So, but even now, the prophet was quoting what? Martha. That, but even now, Lord, the prophet said, oh my, whatever you ask God, God will give it to thee. Anything that we will ask tonight. Brother Mark, so we've been coming here every time for prayer meeting, and it's always the same. Oh, it will be done. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Aren't you a seed of Abraham? When Abraham was told he will receive a child, he believed it every day, every week, every month, every year, 25 years. He still believed. And it came to pass. Amen. My brother is dead. He stinketh. He is in the grave for 4 days. The skin worm are crawling through him. But even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, look, sister. It may be dark hour to you. But even now, Lord, whatever you ask, to be given to you. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to intercede for you. Even now, amen, whatever you ask, God will do it. Mm-hmm. Then he said, well, somebody will say, well, I got cancer. Even if it is cancer, amen. Spiritual cancer that is eating people in this church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, Brother Branham, the doctor says, I'm going to die. I can't make it. But even now, amen, amen, whatever you ask, the Lord will give it to you. Amen. My brother, tonight, it is for us tonight. It is for us tonight. But even now, amen. He said, God can take every cancer away from the people here tonight. He can heal every crippled person tonight. he can make the lame to walk. Even now, whatever you ask of the Lord, he is going to do it. God can make the eyes of this blind man break forth. And all the prophet was pointing to the people. Praise the Lord. Even now. And he was pointing to them. He can heal the cross-eyed of that girl sitting there. Amen. Even now. He can make that woman who is bound raise to health and strength. Why? Even now, Lord. Friends, even now, Lord. Whatever you ask God, God is going to make it. Even now. Amen. And in the message book, Believer Thou This, 1951, he said, he cannot. Now we are going to do intercession. He cannot intercede for you until, oh hallelujah, first you confess that it is already done by faith. Amen. Amen. We got to confess that it is already done. Amen. Your confession. You see, sitting at the right hand of God, he said he's not going to do the interceding, but it's you believing that it is done. Then he, your confession, he makes it what to come to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without any doubts. Without any doubts. He's there. Bring your confession and believe that you have received it. Believe that you have received it. Amen. Amen. Brethren, see, these prayer meetings, we come here. People don't value it. But look, I'm seeing what? The moving. Except those who are in it, they are seeing the moving of the Spirit. We come here praying for people that are looking for documents and all. They are coming looking for work. They are coming. Those who are involved, they are seeing things. Praise the Lord. He said he cannot intercede for you. He's giving you what? You are a priest. It's a first. You confess that it's already done by faith. Amen. We believe that, Lord, tonight, whatever has been, if it is a work of the enemy, that always tell people, that I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like to be part of the service. If it is something like that, tonight believe the Lord, that spirit, his power is completely has been destroyed. Amen. The Lord, we believe that our Wednesdays is not going to be this anymore. Just believe it. Then your confession, it will be made what? Right. He said, for he is the high priest of your confession. Amen. And then the prophet said, ooh, I feel pretty good. Amen. Let's hold something tonight and believe that, yes, we have it. Amen. Whatever you are looking for, just put into prayer tonight and believe that you have it. And then say, Lord, here is it. Here is it, Lord. Amen. And then that's your confession. He will make your confession to come true.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It is always because doubts. We allow doubts to come in. That's why we are not seeing them. Or we begin to question, is it going to be possible? If you question that way, that your confession is what? It's not complete. God doesn't like that kind of confession where there is what? There is doubt. He wants what? Absolute faith.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. said Abraham 25 years before the baby was born, he confessed that it was going to be so. Amen. So he bought up pins and bed eye and everything, got ready. Amen. Bought everything. Said, the child is coming. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm telling you. Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
25 years after he received the promise, the baby was born. But he believed God and know that he was able to keep that which he had what? He had promised. We know. Yes, I know whom I believe. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that all that he has promised to come to pass. Amen. I know whom I believe. I know whom I believe. And the prophet said, faith is a substance of things hoped for. You see, that is it. You hope for it, that you have it. Amen. The evidence of things you do not see, you do not taste, you do not feel, you do not smell, you do not hear. Amen. But it's a substance of things you hope for. And then you carry it as your confession. You bring it before his altar of all the grace. And you see grace taking over and bringing them to pass. That's what the Lord expresses. He had made us kings and priests unto God, his Father. Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. How many really love him? He said he elected us before the foundation of the world. Amen. And then he called us from all various places that we were. When he came over our barnyards, we were eaglets, just trying to pick things like what? Like the chickens. Amen. All those dirty things. Look how neat you are today spiritually. Don't you observe how neat the cleanliness in your life? It has taken away every debt from your life. Oh, glory be to God for the message of the hour. Glory be to God for the promise that he said, I will send you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I will send you an Elijah. And how true to turn your hearts back onto what? Onto the apostolic fathers. And look at how great it has turned us. Look at what it has done in our lives, brethren. Amen. He has positionally placed us to be kings and priests. Amen.
Amen.
Look at how himself, when he came, look at what he did. Amen. Look at what he did. He proved that what? He is the resurrection and the life. We were what? The penalty for us was death. We were all dead. Amen. Then he came because there was no intercessor. God looked, because this has to take God himself. Said he looked and there was no intercessor. So his right hand, he himself had to come and do the work of intercession to prove that though you are dead, amen, ye shall live. And if you are living and you believe in me, you will never die. And he proved it on what? During the Lazarus' funeral, that he is the resurrection and the life. He brought out someone who was dead to come back to life again. To tell us that, yes, that's what he's coming to do. All of us. And before he could do that, as Isaiah 53:12 said, he said, he was numbered with we the transgressors. And he bare the sins of many and made intercessions for the transgressors. That's the same thing, my brother, we are priests now. If there are any transgressors, if anyone is transgressing in any way, we are to do what? We are to take our senses and take what? The coal from the altar, the word of God, and go down on our knees and go among the plague will be stayed. Amen. The plague will be stayed. Musicians start coming. He has elected us, called us, anointed us, and positionally pleased us as kings and priests. Let us now, brethren, take up our cross. Let's take up our positions now. Tonight, let's take up our positions tonight. If there is anything in you or whatever you are looking for, any problem, whatever be it, tonight, he said, even now, whatever you ask, he is able to do it. My brethren, take it serious tonight and take every other prayer meetings. Take it too serious, my brother. The Lord, he answers prayer. So let's take our positions tonight as the musicians are going to give us to create something for us. It's no more going to be you tonight. It's not you, but the Holy Spirit is going to what? Make utterances. The very things that the Lord has for you. May it be that the Holy Spirit will lead you to ask that same thing that is in the mind of God.
Renew a right spirit within me. Christ living within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me more of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit in me. Made in me a great Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, cast me not,
cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Oh, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take thy Holy Spirit from me. Oh, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. move and renew a right spirit within me.
Brethren, tonight, yes, we believe the Holy Spirit has already renewed a right spirit in us. Brethren, we want to acknowledge, we want to tell the Lord, we want to do something to prove that, Lord, we acknowledge what you have called us to be priests and to be kings, to have dominion over the world, over flesh, over sin, Lord, over evil spirits. This is what you have made us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord, we want to commit our Wednesdays, Lord, into your hands. We know that, Lord, there are good reasons the church is not complete. But Father, you want all of us. You want every one of us. So Lord, we want to commit, Lord Jesus, the things that hold our brethren, the things that, Lord, has become a stick in our heels. The Lord, lift up the burdens of your children, Lord. The burdens are so much. The Lord, it takes them away to do their duty as priests in your house, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The burdens are so much. We are living in a Pharaoh's world, and they don't care. Even on Sundays, they can ask you to come to work. But Lord, we want to ask tonight, the Lord, if there be any way that, Father, even now, as you said, we ask, whatever we ask, it to be given unto us. And Father, tonight, your children stand before you, the church. Each and everyone has his or her petition, Lord, that he wants to put before you. And Lord, we believe that even now, whatever we ask, it shall be given unto us.
Hallelujah.
Even now. Even now. We believe it, Lord. We believe it. Even now. Brethren, what's in your heart tonight? My sister, what is on your heart tonight?
Hallelujah.
Listen to what the prophet said there. He said, oh, look, sister, it may be dark hour to you, but even now, Lord, whatever you ask, it shall be given unto you. Said, it may be a dark hour for you, but even now, whatever you ask shall be given unto you. Said, God can take every cancer away from the people here tonight. We are not talking about physical cancer. Cancer can take in its form of a spirit. Even crippled. We are not talking about physical cripples here. Something is crippled in your life. Tonight, my brother, my sister, something is crippled. It's not moving. It can't walk on 2 feet. Tonight, even now. He said he can make the lame to walk. Even now, he can make a lame to walk. Anything that is so has become lame, it cannot move at all.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, the quickening power is here. The quickening power is here. He said he's sitting. Look. As you close your eyes, look and see him seated over there, ready to hear your confession now. Your confession that you believe it. your confession now. Give it to him. Believe it. He said, when you believe that you have it, then it is yours. Then he can make your confession to come true now. He can make it now. He can make it now. Even now. Even now. Even now. If it is a dead situation, dead condition, even now. Even now. Even now. Even now. Believe it tonight. Believe it, my brother. Believe it, my sister. That night, when the prophet preached this message, the many that believed went out healed. And the one that was there is here tonight. The needs of the people was fulfilled. Every need was fulfilled. When he said, even now, believe it. Believe it. Anything that has crippled, anything that has become lame, anything that is not moving, any dead condition, he's here. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He will speak life. Just take your confession and believe that you have it. Believe that it has been done. Believe that, oh, it has been accomplished. Take your confession now. He is there. All that he needs to do is that your own confession. He will intercede now. He will intercede. He will intercede. It is faith. Faith. Hold your confession by faith. Hold it by faith. And say, Lord, I have it. I believe it. Believe thou this. He said, believe thou this. He asks you. Now, yeah, you have to answer. Say, yes, I believe it. Even now. Even now. Matter. Believe thou this. He said, yes, Lord. I believe you are the Son. You are the Christ. The Son of the living God. That is to come. The Master is here. The Master is here. Who can calm every storm, every billows, every winds. He can calm them. He is here. He is here. He is here. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and say, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and say, I believe, I believe, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, here is my confession tonight. Here is my confession. He said, you intercede for me. I believe. I believe. I believe. The Master is here. The Master is here. Oh, hallelujah. Show us your glory once more tonight. Show us, show your church your glory tonight. Show your glory tonight. Show us your glory tonight, Lord.
Thy glory, Lord. Show us thy glory, O Lord. Oh, let the dews of heaven bring us a refreshing. Show us thy glory once more. Oh, let the dews of heaven bring us a refreshing. Show us thy glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We believe every word, God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You've never changed. Oh, yes, Lord, we acknowledge tonight that you have made us kings and priests. We acknowledge tonight. We acknowledge tonight. Father, we want to, Lord, come in the church. Our Wednesday worship, Lord, into your hands. Lord, the burden upon your children. Lord, we ask that, Father, you lift those burdens, Lord. Make a way, O God. Make a way. We believe that, Lord Jesus, and every request tonight, that your children have uttered, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. It will never return to us void. Every utterance tonight will go and accomplish. It will accomplish the purpose for it. The Holy Spirit has made us, oh God, the utterances. It's not from us, it's from the Holy Spirit. And we believe. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even now, Lord, we believe it. Even now, we believe it, Lord, that every utterances, all utterances tonight, Father, it has already reached your throne. There is a prayer request here. Our precious sister Rudo is traveling to Germany with her children tomorrow and is asking for prayer. Let us all remember the family in prayer as they travel to Germany. The Lord grant them journey mercies. And the purpose of this journey, we pray that the Lord, it will be to His glory. And then even the people, they will meet, whether they are hosts, we pray the Lord, even they will see something in them, that they will question, and the Lord something, oh God, will happen, oh Lord, that your name be glorified. Let's remember them in prayer. Heavenly Father, we commit our precious sister Rudra and her children, Lord. Tomorrow they are traveling to Germany. Father, we commit, Lord, the journey into your hands. They are going out and coming in, Lord Jesus. Pray that, oh God, you grant them journey mercies, Lord. And Father, even as they go over there, Lord, as you have said, our lives our epistles, O Lord, being read of all men. Father, let something, O God, be read, O Lord, in their lives that will save someone, O God. Because you have made us, Lord Jesus, fishes of men. And Father, you've made us also shepherds, Lord. Maybe there is a lost sheep over there. Let even Lord Jesus, their very lives, O God, be an impact, O God, upon as many the Lord they will come in contact with. In the name of Jesus Christ. As the musicians give us a tune, Sister Lily, can you come now? Sister Lily, can you come now?
Where I first began.
How many believe tonight?
Hallelujah.
That even now, all our utterances, it has already been done. Because that's our confession. That we believe. Our confession, we have presented believing by faith.
Thank you, Lord.
That we have them.
Yes, Lord.
So now God, amen. Jesus, has nothing to do than what? Than to intercede.
Amen.
Praise God. So Lord, we believe everything. Father, we commit our Wednesday worship, Lord, into your hands.
Hallelujah.
Whatever burdens, whatever has been holding anyone, we ask that, Lord Jesus, make provisions, Lord, for your children. Make provisions and make it possible in your own way, Lord, to make it, Lord, grace that, Father, your children will always come and perform what you have made them as priests, Lord, to come in and offer their sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices, with sanctified lips to glorify your name. How many believe tonight? Amen. Brother George, you pray for us.
Oh, Jesus. Father, Lord, our hearts are smitten by your word this night.
Amen.
Father, Lord, if we, Lord Savior, Father, as our brothers minister, don't stand in the gap. Father, Lord, who would stand in the gap for them that be not here, Father? Oh, Lord, our brothers, is politely said, Lord. Father, maybe they caught up with this, that, or the other. But when we look, Lord, even in the mirror of the word, Father, we see, Paul said, Father, oh, Jehovah, forsaking not. Lord, he said, forsaking
yes,
not, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Father, Lord, the assembling of one another together, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we have no excuse, Lord. For Paul said, Lord, Father, for us not to forsake, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
Jesus.
Lord, if my job is holding me away, Father, I'm breaking scripture, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, if my family is holding me away, I'm breaking scripture, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, there's nothing, Lord Savior, as we read in thine word, that says, Lord, that can ever separate us from the love
yes,
of God
Lord
in Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jehovah, help us tonight. Give us grace, Lord, Father.
Amen.
For, Lord, we are all guilty, Lord.
Amen.
Father,
yes, Lord.
Forsaking, Lord, Savior, the assembly, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Pardon us, oh God.
Amen.
And help us, Lord, Jehovah, as we, Lord, tonight will stand in the gap, Lord.
Yes.
Father, for the many, Lord Savior, who
yes,
once
Lord
were here, Lord.
Jesus.
Father, who once were faithful, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we remember, Lord, when we first came, Lord, and we were in need, Lord. We needed our papers, Lord. We needed work, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord, we promised, Lord, that, Lord, if you sorted things out, Lord, we'd always be in your house.
Oh.
We wanted you to fix things, Lord, that we could worship thee,
yes.
Lord. Now, Lord Savior, our jobs have taken, Lord Savior.
Oh,
Father, upload your time. Lord, we are not giving thee
oh,
any time, Lord.
Yes, Lord
Father, we are just asking, Lord, tonight,
Lord,
for your forgiveness
God.
For our brethren,
yes,
Lord Savior.
Jesus.
For Lord, we see, Lord, Father,
forgive
Lord, the
us, Lord
attendance
Jesus.
For tonight, Lord, the attendance for Friday, Lord, compared for
oh,
Sunday.
Lord,
Lord Jehovah,
Jesus.
Lord, we are ready, Lord Savior, Father. Oh, lowering the standards, Lord
forgive
Savior.
Us, Lord
Father,
Jesus.
Give us grace, Lord Savior. God.
Forgive us, Lord.
Oh, Jehovah, we would pray, Lord Savior. And we would ask, Lord, that, Lord, if you would, Lord, Father, curse those things that we
yes.
do, Lord,
yes.
on nights of service, Lord,
oh,
that are unholy, Lord Savior,
Jesus.
God. Father, we are asking, Lord Savior, that you would rebuke, Lord Savior,
amen.
Such things, Lord,
amen.
That we always
yes,
be found
Lord.
In your house, Lord Savior, God. For we are
yes,
with no
Lord
excuse,
Jesus.
Lord Savior, God. Father, Lord, we just asking, Lord, as our brothers ministered, Lord, and you said we're two or three. Lord, agree on something, Lord Savior.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
whatever
Jesus.
We bind, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Lord Savior, what we bound
oh,
in heaven, Lord.
Yes,
and tonight, Lord, we are binding, Lord. Father, that
Lord Savior, wicked, yes. Lord cancer, yes. Of missing services, Lord. We are binding it here on earth, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Knowing that whatever we bind, Lord, yes, will be bound in heaven, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we are asking, Lord Savior, Father, Lord, even as our brother said, even now, Lord Savior,
yes,
Lord, we are asking, Lord, even now,
yes,
Lord, we bind that demon, Lord Savior. We are rebuking, Lord.
Amen.
You know them by name.
Amen.
And we are asking tonight, Lord Savior, that Lord Savior, save them, loose, Lord Savior, God's children, and let them come back, Lord, Father, to worship you, Lord. Oh, prosper, Lord, Lord, those things, Lord.
Yes,
Father, Lord, if it's overtime, let that money, Lord Savior, Father, just dwindle away. Let Lord Savior, that tax man, Lord Savior,
yes,
take
Lord,
all
Lord.
That money, Lord Savior. For Lord, there's no overtime for your house, Lord Savior God. We need more overtime, Lord. Father, the laborers are few. Lord Savior, the job, Lord Savior, so much. But Lord Savior, as you are few, Lord, we are all dwindling away, Lord Savior. Father, we are asking tonight, Lord, that you, Lord Savior, even now as our brothers, Father, you would, Lord Savior, intervene, Lord.
Yes,
right,
Lord.
This very moment, Lord Savior God. For Lord, we don't believe, Lord, our brother Maxwell was led by Lord Savior, his own intellect, Lord. We believe that, Lord Savior, this is the cry from the throne of
Yahshua,
Lord, the throne from the message seat, Lord.
Lord,
asking, Lord, that we lay aside, Lord Savior, the cares of this life, Lord. Lord and Lord Savior, look to your house, Lord Savior, God. For Lord, as Lord Savior, Solomon said, Lord, Father, Lord, I dwell, Lord. Father, Lord, even a house, Lord Savior, burnt, Lord, even a, Lord Savior, fancy this and that, Lord. But your house, Lord Savior, Lord, is empty, Lord Savior. There's no one in your house, Lord Savior. We ask your grace, Lord, tonight. Help us, Lord Savior God. Let me turn back from our backsliding.
Let
me return to your house, Lord Savior God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord
Jesus.
Savior, Father, the many faces that, Lord, Father, Lord, we've even forgotten, Lord Savior God, would return, Father, back to the altar, Lord Savior God. For Lord, how can, Lord Savior, the rapture happen, Lord, in this condition, Lord Savior God? How can, Lord Savior, Father, oh Lord Jehovah, the squeeze come in such a condition, Lord? How would the saints, Lord Savior, Father, Lord, come into this dimension, Lord Savior, with us in this condition, Lord Savior God? How would the last soul come in if we in this condition, Lord Savior God?
Amen.
We are praying for brothers and sisters, Lord, that be not here tonight. Bring them back to the fold.
Amen.
Bring them back to your house, Lord. Father, we are rebuking those things that are holding them back, Lord Savior. That you would get the glory. That, Lord, at the end of this, Lord, Father, we would be able to look back to this night and we would be able to say, Father, you, Lord Savior, Father, even answered, even now. Grant us grace as we part. Bless our brother, Lord, Father, Lord, who's laid himself aside tonight. Restore virtue, restore strength. Lord, even as our brother pointed out, Lord, and the pastor would travel so far, Lord, to come preach to so few. Father, we ask your grace, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord Jehovah, just bring them all back to your fold. We ask you now for your grace. Be with us as we part. Undertake for all our needs, we pray. For there's no greater need than the need of your children to come back in your house. Give us now thy mercy, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. God to bless you, brother. God to bless you. The thing is, anyway, I will ask Pastor, maybe he will detail the deacons to try to find out from the brethren the things that probably is holding them. What are the things that probably has been holding one another that is making it impossible for them to be on Wednesday meeting? So I will tell Pastor and maybe we will ask you, the deacons, to do that. But individually also, if you are very okay with a brother, with a sister, you can ask him, is there anything that you need help somewhere, or is there something that actually makes it impossible for you to be in church on Wednesdays and even Fridays? If there is anything, then we all together find a solution. Amen. But let's continue to remember one another in prayer. Amen. God richly bless you.
Amazing grace.
Ah!